I mean, I thought last year, Raven, that what she asked for was ridiculous. And this year, she one-upped it. That's what she did. She one-upped the ridiculousness of her Christmas list.
Well, you know what? From the minds of children, they come the purest thoughts where all they consider truly is the fun. No practicality. They haven't been desensitized by the world out there to tell them to be sensible or whatever. They still just want the fun.
This isn't fun. It's not fun at all. It's Anna and Raven. Last year, my daughter, who is 11 years old now, she asked for Christmas on her Christmas list, I kid you not, was a lifetime supply of plastic straws because she hates the paper straws so much that she didn't want to picture a world without them. It wasn't like a box. She wanted enough to fill the garage so that never in her life would she worry about not having plastic straws. I refused to get her that. So what I ended up doing was getting her one of those like steel straws, which was kind of my compromise.
Sure.
But this year, I said, listen, you know, mommy's going to go shopping for Black Friday weekend. There's going to be a lot of deals. What do you want? Because the problem is also at this age when they're starting to get a little bit older, there's not a lot of toys anymore. There's not a lot that they need.
Well, it's that in-between age. And she's not a video gamer, too, on top of it. She's not a big gamer. So that's, you know, that's kind of that age where everybody is targeted for that right now.
Yeah. So she goes, can you please get me puffs? I go, what?
Like cheese puffs?
No, they make baby puffs. They're like dissolvable little puffs that like, I don't even know how to, they're kind of like a Cheerio, but puffed, but they're for babies. They're literally for babies. Uh-huh. So I had them for Dakota, my toddler, when she was, you know, younger and learning how to eat and swallow. And Hayden became obsessed with them. Well, now Dakota is 2 and no longer needs puffs because she's a big girl.
Oh.
And Hayden is mad that I won't buy them anymore, but I do it out of principle because I'm like, I'm not going to buy you baby food. You're going to be 12.
Right. So, I mean, is it like other baby foods that they come in terrible flavors like carrots and like, you know?
Oh, you know, like good. Sweet potato puffs. I go, I don't understand.
I mean, your bathroom must smell terrible.
And I don't know if I'm being out of line because I'm like mad about it. I'm like, I don't want to buy you baby food for Christmas. I don't want to. It's like, it's ridiculous. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, can't you just ask for a sweatshirt, you know?
No, I support that you wouldn't want to buy the baby food. But, you know, on the other hand, what do you do if you don't buy what she asked for?
Right. What did your kid ask for in the past or maybe even this year that there's no way they're getting? And I'll be honest, I'm probably going to give in to the puffs, but like, shh, don't tell her. Because I figure it can be a stocking stuffer. I mean, they're like a dollar each, but still.
You want to switch kids? My kid, I think, wants an exhaust system and a lift kit for his truck.
Oh, well, I guess I'm in a better situation then. Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What did your kid ask for Christmas, but there's no way they're getting? It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. And it's not even Christmas yet, and I feel like the Grinch because I told my daughter I wasn't going to get her the one thing she put on her Christmas list. Is that bad?
I mean, yeah, kind of. When your 11-year-old daughter shares with you her Christmas dreams and then you just poo-poo her whole world. Kind of. A little bit.
You're making it sound way bigger than it is. It's Anna and Raven. So have you ever been in the situation where your child gives you that Christmas list and there's something on it that you know there is no way you're getting? Because that's the situation with Hayden. Last year, she asked for a lifetime supply of plastic straws because she hates paper straws and she didn't want to imagine a world without plastic straws.
Just planning for the future.
This year, the only thing on her list is puffs. If you're not familiar with puffs, like the baby food puffs, they're kind of like Cheerios for babies. They're like these little puff things. They come like in sweet potato and cinnamon apple. It's like for kids that don't have teeth that are learning to eat. She like became obsessed with them when my toddler, Dakota, you know, was little and I used to buy them. And I refused to go to the baby section at Walmart and buy her baby food when she's going to be 12 years old this year.
Seems like a reasonable thing for you to say, nope, we're not going to do it.
The truth is I'm probably going to give in. Because, like, what am I going to do? Like, not put it in her stocking, even though I'm embarrassed. But 1-800-330-9999. What did your kid ask for the holidays that there is no way you're getting them?
Last year, my kid wanted a transmission for his Ford 2500 heavy duty.
He's, like, 22, though.
Right.
He shouldn't still be making, like, Christmas lists,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, he makes them.
Oh, good.
Believe me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he definitely makes them. Then he asked me for a Foxwood suite the other day.
Nice.
So that him and his girlfriend could go there for her birthday. That's a real thing.
We asked on our Facebook page, what is the kids' holiday wish list that there's no way to getting? Let's go through these and let's decide whether or not they should get it for their child or
winners,
they should not.
Winners or losers?
Yeah.
I love it.
Kendra says, a Hatchimal. He has gotten one every period, single period, year period, since they've been out. Enough is enough. enough already. Those things are annoying. Worse than Furbies, at least they fall asleep after a while.
I mean, but it seems relatively reasonable, and nobody is knocking people over for Hatchimals anymore. You won't have to wait. I feel like that's a good...
Yeah, you could...
You can get that.
Get him the Hatchimal.
Right, that's suck fine. It up. All right? Yeah. It's going to be all right.
Stephanie wrote, my three-year-old requested a quad and a ninja mobile, whatever that is.
That's a no. 3 years old, I appreciate your ambition to go fast, kid, but if we start you on this path now, you're going to be Evel Knievel by the time you're seven.
Shayla's seven-year-old wants a Lamborghini.
That's not happening.
No, not yet.
Do they have Power Wheels Lamborghinis? I feel like they really missed the boat without the Power Wheels Lambo.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe. You never know.
I mean, you would think that they would.
Patricia says that her child wants Legos and there will be no more Legos here. Nope, not going to happen.
No, that's all wrong. Legos is always a yes.
No, I disagree.
Yes, come on.
You know, in my house, I have two hard rules. No Legos, no Play-Doh. Oh,
but that's just cruel.
Forget it. They're waste and they're too expensive. And Play-Doh gets into your carpet and I'm not messing around with that. I'm with you, Patricia. Kelly says her child would like a pet dinosaur.
Oh, nice. I mean, love it.
We'd be the coolest house on the block, she writes. But think about picking up that poop. It'd be so big.
Yeah, it would be large.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say yes anyways because they have inflatables. There's always another means for a dinosaur.
Yep. And CJ says that her daughter would like a time machine.
Oh,
that's going to be tough. I don't know if you can order that online.
The floating cars, everything. I've been waiting since Back to the Future.
Yeah.
It's been over 30 years, so I'm going to say no. I appreciate your wish.
1-800-330-9999. What's on your kids' holiday wish list that there is no way they're getting?
My daughter asked for a pet kitten. But we cannot have another live animal in my house right now.
I feel like you should tell them, like, you don't get live animals on Christmas, even though some people do.
Yeah, animals are a tough one,
exactly.
Man. Right. They want it that day. Yeah. They want to play with it. I mean, if you could rent one, that'd be fine. But, you know, right. Other than that.
But that's worse. You open it on Christmas morning and you're like, he's got to go back after lunch. 2020 got a bad rap. But as we get ready to go into Thanksgiving tomorrow, we decided we should thank 2020 for the good things that it's brought. It's Anna and Raven.
I mean, it hasn't been all bad, right? I mean, there's been some parts of this, some little things that came out of the side that you didn't really expect that were, you know, bearable. Tolerable, at least. And we don't want to sign all that negative when we get to the end of the year.
So we brought in producer John. He's going to help us thank 2020. John, are you ready?
I sure am.
I mean, he's got that whole kumbaya thing going on. He just bleeds positivity. I hate him instantly.
Every day he's so excited. He's like, listen, I brought my guitar today, guys. And we're like, cool.
It's my job to always just tear down his positive attitude that he comes in with.
I brought it like 4 days in a row.
I know. You're very excited. Here we go.
All right.
Thank you, 2020. I can finally order margaritas to go from my favorite Mexican restaurant, and it's totally legal.
Thank you, 2020.
You're right. That kind of is a positive. Thank you, 2020, for giving me the best built-in excuse ever to not run errands to a million stores with my wife.
Thank you, 2020.
Thank you, 2020. My juicy sweatsuit from 2001 is finally acceptable as workwear again. Me and J-Lo make this look good. Velour, baby, yeah.
Thank you, 2020.
Thank you, 2020, for cutting down my drinking in the spring and the summer and then increasing it maddeningly in the fall going into the winter. I mean, I may die here.
Thank you, 2020.
John hesitated there. He was like, I don't know if we should thank 2020 for that. Thank you, 2020. You finally proved to our bosses that all those in-person meetings actually could be just an email like we've been saying for years.
Thank you, 2020.
Thank you, 2020, for releasing Trolls 2 straight to video on demand.
Thank you, 2020, for
the Trolls. Just kidding about that.
How many times you watch that on repeat? It's just your favorite. You love that.
Just kidding about that. It just shows how thirsty we are on this island pandemic nonsense. Give me some entertainment, for God's sakes.
All the things you want to think in 2020, we'll do it throughout the day today with Anna and Raven. 2020 got a bad rap. Everything you hear is, 2020, the worst year ever. And let's be honest, it hasn't been great. But there are some good things that came out of 2020, and that's why we want to thank 2020.
Yeah, for every problem, you got to find the silver lining, Anna.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Producer John is weirdly obsessed with his guitar and brings it every day to work for no real reason. So finally, we decided to use it for something good.
Yeah, I don't understand his whole obsession with this thing. I mean, he's already married and he's got a baby. I'm not here to go ahead and fall in love with you, John, while you strum a couple chords. Stop it.
All right. All right. Thank you, 2020. You made baking and eating an entire cake on a random Tuesday night totally normal.
Thank you, 2020.
Thank you, 2020, for giving me a time and a place to wear every terrible mismatch outfit that I've still got in my closet for some reason. It's called my house, and it's happening every day.
Thank you, 2020.
Thank you, 2020. Because of you, I will never take toilet paper or paper towels for granted again.
Thank you, 2020.
Thank you, 2020, for all the landscaping work my wife handled while I was at work, working longer days here at the studio. Sorry, hon, there's less people there. I've got more jobs to do.
Thank you, 2020.
You know, thank you, 2020. I learned to be patient this year because never did I think I would wait in line outside of a Costco for over 2 hours and think it's totally normal. And patience, it's a virtue.
Thank you, 2020.
Thank you, 2020, for all the people busted doing dumb stuff on Zoom calls when they thought they were alone. You're not alone. Your boss is there. And HR, too. And you're fired.
Thank you, 2020.
See? It wasn't all bad this year, Raven.
Well, I mean, at least I didn't get busted doing something crazy on Zoom. So you're right. Not too bad.
Not yet, anyway.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, this made me so mad yesterday. If you steal this from these people, that is definitely all I need to know about you. Check out this news report.
Ring video caught that person running off with a large reindeer decoration in someone's Christmas display.
But it's not just any display. Two veterans have turned it into a family tradition, and the theft was devastating.
One, what kind of person steals a reindeer? I feel like if you steal a Christmas decoration, there should be extra jail time for you. Two, they stole it from disabled veterans. Disabled veterans. I mean, how terrible of a person must you be? And I said there was only two things, but there's really three things. Why do those news anchors sound so happy? Like, they're so excited about reporting on this. I'm like, I don't understand. It sounds terrible to me.
They're probably just happy to be out somewhere, outside, and talking to regular people for a moment, even if it is from 6 feet away. You know, yeah, stealing Christmas decorations is low, but just think about all the times that you rolled around Bad Anna when you and your friends were out drinking and you made some terrible decisions. Maybe some that you regret. Now, hey, I'm not saying you stole somebody's, you know, Rudolph or whatever, but we don't know that they knew that they were veterans. We don't know that they knew the situation. We just know that they were making bad choices.
If you could watch this video, it looks like a woman and she's laughing as she is holding this giant Rudolph and she's taking off with it. She's laughing. She's evil.
Yeah.
I mean, that is all I need to know about you. How dare you do that? Here's the good news of this is the community came together for these veterans and they replaced Rudolph. But anybody that steals holiday decorations, that's all I need to know about you. Like, what? Why?
Boxed wine will make you make some bad decisions. Just saying it.
I never did that. Stop insinuating that I did.
I mean, now you got a guilty conscience. Wasn't even talking about you at that point.
Okay.
If you're planning on leaving the camera off for your family's Thanksgiving Zoom and just listening in, that's all I need to know about you.
Is that what you're going to do?
I'm not even going to put pants on. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm going to put on a dress shirt. You know, I'm frying the turkey this year at my house, too, but I have a feeling that there's one or two cousins that are going to think like, oh, yeah, I'm just mailing this in sweatpants.
Don't you think it's weird whenever you log on to the Zoom and there's always that one person that doesn't put the camera on? And I get it.
Right.
Sometimes I'm a hot mess and I just don't feel like going to put on concealer and lipstick to like talk to somebody for 3 seconds on Zoom. But I feel like it's so shady when you have your video off, right?
Right. It's 2020. This is part of all of our human obligation. If you're looking that rough, just sit further back from the cameraman. That's the way to do it.
Sit in the other room.
That's it.
Just sit outside.
Sit further back, all right? Or have something really crazy in your background, then they won't even see you.
Coming up next, Chef Plum from the Food Network has been joining us every day, giving you tips for your Thanksgiving dinner. And it comes down to, we've covered the turkey, we've covered the drinks, we've covered the sides, we've covered the dessert. But what do you do the day after? Interesting things with your leftovers. Next with Anna and Raven. Thanksgiving is upon us. And throughout the last week, Chef Plum from the Food Network has been giving us tips on what to make getting ready for tomorrow. But what do you do the day after tomorrow? The leftovers. Plum, what do we do with these things? Just shove them in our mouth?
Listen, you can always say the staples, make your turkey sandwich, you know, your turkey chili, those things. And I've got a couple of other ideas I want to run by you. But first, I have to ask you guys, the turkey sandwich the next day or that late night turkey sandwich that you're going to make with the turkey from Thanksgiving. Raven, what do you put on it?
I put the turkey. I put stuffing. I put cranberries. I put everything. I put what if I got a little something, everything, I'll stick it all on there. I might even do a little green bean casserole. I don't care. I'm crazy.
Hey, there you go. Anna, what do you put on it?
I'll be honest with you. I don't like turkey sandwich. So I never eat it like with the sandwich the next day. I just straight up just heat it up and eat it like that.
All right. Well, that's an idea, too. What I want you to do this year, something a little bit different. We got to have energy. We got to be ready to rock and roll. It's going to be a full day of Black Friday shopping on the internet this year. So, yeah, I want you to have lots of energy and ready to rock and roll. So Thanksgiving, I want you to save that gravy. Super important. Save the gravy, Raven. Don't get rid of it, okay?
Okay. I won't.
We're going to make the most beautiful biscuit casserole out of this leftover Thanksgiving stuff. So here's what you do. You're going to take your turkey, whatever vegetables you have. You're going to chop it up a little bit smaller, right? Don't think too crazy, but think so it fits on a spoon or a fork. You don't want a piece of food that you can't fit inside your mouth. You don't want to be the guy taking a bite with stuff hanging out. You don't want to be that guy. Next,
Amen.
Get a nice pan. Put all that stuff in the pan with a little bit of butter. Saute it up, get it nice and hot, and then pour your gravy into that pan. Bring it to a simmer. Maybe add a little bit of water. If it's too thick, that's fine. A lot of times that gravy will congeal. Congeal's fine. Just add a pinch of water. So as that sits there and simmers on that pot, you're going to go into your refrigerator, and you're going to get out that can of Pillsbury biscuits, that little roll cylinder thing. Anna, you've had those, right?
Oh, yeah. That's like a staple in my house.
Get your casserole dish out. I want you to open up that biscuit thing. Pour that mixture in that pan into your casserole dish. Now take those biscuits and pull off some of those flaky layers and top the entire casserole dish with those flaky biscuit layers, okay?
I'm so hungry.
Uh-oh, here we go. I'm already starting. I'm sorry. Now what you do is you're going to brush the top with a little bit of melted butter and put it into the oven and let it go for about 15, 20 minutes. When you pull it out, it's going to be the most delicious biscuity gravy with meat and with vegetables. And the flavors are so delicious. Finish it with a little black pepper right on top. Oh, my God. And this is going to have you ready to rock and roll to go Black Friday shopping on the internet all day long.
I mean, I'm, like, writing this down.
Yeah, it's so
this
good.
This is happening, man. It's like I can smell it right here.
Plum, what did your wife Kelly say when you said that your children could not come to Thanksgiving because me and my family were coming over when you prepared food for us?
She says, listen, I guess I'll have to retie them up in the basement again.
Perfect.
That's terrible.
Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate
Thanksgiving
you joining
you
us
guys.
Last week.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
You're
we
awesome.
Know you're busy this week, but taking the time to guide us through, we really appreciate the help.
I've always got time for my pals. Come on, anytime you need me.
Have a great holiday, man.
Over the last 2 weeks, I've been conducting my own investigation about the sister gift exchange on Facebook, Raven.
Oh, you're telling me the anonymous email that you received that said, send this gift to 10 people and you'll get it back 40-fold was somewhat untruthful? Who would have thought that?
Okay, so it's Anna and Raven. I got asked, like, tagged in, like, a million different ones. And I was like, is this real? Am I really going to get 6 to 36 gifts in return if I participate? So I did it. I joined one, and then I found out that there was a whole series of steps that you get on direct message afterwards. And I did that, too. I sent person number one a gift. I sent a $15 oven mitt that says, I'm already drunk, which I thought was very humorous. I sent it to the person, and then I reposted it on my Facebook page. And only 3 people wanted to be part of it, and I wasn't sure if I could continue or not, but I'm like, how am I going to secure myself 6 to 36 gifts if I don't do it? But then, after all the going back and forth, the director of communications for the Better Business Bureau said this yesterday in an interview.
We're warning consumers right now about what's called a secret sister gift exchange. When you share your personal information with who you think is just your friend, she may be sharing it with a much larger network of people that you don't know, and you may never get a gift in return. It's also important to keep in mind that these kind of gift exchanges, these are actually classified as pyramid schemes, and they're illegal.
I mean, I don't want to be the one to say I told you so all day long, but Anna, I told you so.
You were right. And I was wrong. I should never have done this. It cost me a $15 oven mitt, and I feel like people are laughing at me on Facebook. But also, it's illegal. That's the craziest part, that the takeaway from this, it's not even that it's just a pyramid scheme and people are dumb and they did it, including myself. But on top of it, like, it's actually illegal to be part of these things.
Yeah. Well, you could go and be locked up in this situation. And now you know that there's somebody out there in Bangladesh or somewhere that's just having a great time with a room full of oven mitts and books about the holidays. And you're going to be in prison.
But now they have my address, too. All these people, strange people, I've given them my address, and I'm never going to get a gift. I'm never going to get a $10 gift back.
Right. Did you ever even tell your husband you were doing this?
No. I have to listen to him. Bad enough, I got to listen to you.
Oh, man. Right now, somebody is figuring out his mother's maiden name so they could break into one of your accounts.
So what you're telling me is I'm not going to get a candle and or a bottle of wine?
You're not going to get those gifts back. I'm sorry.
Oh, sadness.
So what's your next step now? Do you have to go back and tell your friends that you all tagged in something like this? Didn't you have one girlfriend that also sent a gift too? Because I feel like you've got to now contact trace yourself for the sister gift exchange. Spreading like a virus.
So this is the big problem that I have right now. So there's three people that out of the 4,800 people that I tagged, three of them have decided that they would be part of this. And I shared it on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, which FYI turned out also to be illegal.
Right.
But I did it anyway.
Right,
probably
should
have checked with the lawyers here before I did that. Oh, well. Do I have to let these people know that I've shared their information, or do I just pretend like nothing ever happened, keep my head down, and just hopefully nobody notices?
These poor three people, these three wonderful souls that were so blindly trusting in you, probably, let's be honest, are naive enough that they're never going to realize. However, you did them a very large disservice.
But do you think I should also send them a gift over $10 to apologize for getting them involved in the pyramid scheme, sister gift exchange that is now, we know, illegal?
I mean, it would be nice of you, but I think I know what your husband's going to say.
Right. He's going to say no. Just pretend like you never met those people before in your life.
We've lost enough.
So I apologize for even saying this out loud because I know it makes me sound awful. But I know that Zoom was really nice to extend. You know, they have if you have just a traditional Zoom account, Raven, you have 40 minutes and then it kicks you off unless you pay more money, and then you have the unlimited time on your Zoom meetings. But for Thanksgiving and for the weekend, they've increased that to unlimited so that people can talk to their loved ones for as long as they want.
Well, that's kind of a nice thing for a large corporation that has become a world household name through this whole situation.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. But whenever I have Zooms, though, with my my brother and my sister-in-law and my nieces and nephews, though, they do this thing where they just set it up, and then my sister-in-law and my brother just leave the room, and then the kids ignore us. And we just sit there trying to engage them. It's like, Taylor. And they just ignore us the whole time. And all I kept thinking about was now I don't even have the, 40 minutes is up, guys. Now I got to keep trying to entertain them, get their attention for hours on end.
And the best part is their parents are free to walk out of the room, and they're just like, oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Let them deal with that for the next 2 hours, right?
Yeah. They're like Zia Anna is going to watch the kids while we go into the family room and drink a bottle of wine.
Anybody want to go to the casino? Let's do this. Right.
So these are the top five things that families are planning to do over Zoom this holiday weekend. And it made me laugh because number five, I don't know who this family is. Sing Christmas carols. Who's the family that all logs on together and then they bust out the guitar and they all start singing Christmas carols to each other over Zoom?
Well, I know that these families do exist. I get carolers in my neighborhood and it's very lovely. It's nothing that I feel like I have the guts to do year after year. Why is that? What's wrong with me? You know what? You should be Christmas caroling, Anna Zapp.
But I have such a terrible singing voice. I've been asked not to sing several times. I feel like no one wants to hear me sing, and by doing that, I'm just going to be ruining people's holidays.
Well, you might be right, but I mean, if you found your key, that's all I'm saying.
Number four thing, and I get this, participating in religious or cultural events or celebrations. I get that. If you can't go to church, you can't go to temple, you can't do whatever you would normally do, then sure, why wouldn't you do that over Zoom?
If you need instruction, I guess that's good, right? But other than that, feels like you're mailing it in.
Well, if you can't go...
I'm present, God. That means still do me all the favors of somebody who is good and observed the things that you told me to do. I'm present.
On Easter, we were watching church on TV. Remember, we couldn't be in person at all then.
Right.
And I remember my daughter looking at me like I was out of my mind when I was making her stand and kneel. Number three, unwrapping gifts together. I get that. Like, you open the gifts, you see what the other person sent. Okay, yeah.
I mean, okay, I don't have a lot of Thanksgiving gifts, but getting ready for Christmas, I guess. All right.
Number two, online shopping for gifts. How are you going to go on Zoom? And, like, what do you mean? How do you shop with people on Zoom?
I guess you're just talking it out. I mean, you could do that on the phone, but okay.
And the number one thing that families will do over the holiday season on Zoom, light candles.
Is for that for people that have passed, or is that because, like, I mean, why is that? What do, why do that when you're on Zoom?
I have no idea. Like, I'm trying to understand. I go, this is the number one thing families are doing on Zoom. What?
I feel like you read that list wrong.
You're not singing happy birthday, unless you're singing happy birthday to Jesus on Christmas. You're not singing happy birthday to the turkey tomorrow.
I mean, me and my family would be playing that terrible card game. That's what she said. So we'll see how that goes.
You'll know where I'll be. Taylor, Zia's right here. Taylor.
Look, snapping your fingers.
Right. Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
It's Wellness Wednesday with Anna and Raven. Techniques and things that you can do for a healthier life. And as we head into Thanksgiving, as usual, there's a lot of stress. So what this technique will do, Raven, is help relax your mind and focus on your senses, okay?
Oh, yeah, I need something like that. Now, if I focus on my senses hard enough, will that also make me, like, superhuman, strong senses? Like, will I be able to climb the side of a building or something like that?
No, what it says it's going to help you do is really just kind of take a step back and put all the stress of 2020 and COVID and work and everything behind you and go into the holiday being more relaxed and accepting of there's going to be changes this year in the holiday season, but it's still going to be great, which I think we all need a little bit of.
Well, yeah. I mean, the ability to fly would have been awesome, but I guess I can take some of that too.
Okay. This is called the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. Open your eyes, Raven.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you do, name five things out loud you can see.
Thermostat. Computer screen, clock, mic flag, cup.
Okay. Now I want you to tell me four things that you can feel.
Countertop, paper, phone screen, pen, microphone.
That was five things. Now we have to start over. Raven, come
what?
On. You have to go. It's 5-4-3-2-1 technique, not 5-5.
All right.
3-2-1.
All right, I'm ready. Start again.
Okay. Raven. Take a deep breath. Name five things you can see.
Thermostat, clock, screen, mic flag, cup.
Okay, people don't know what a mic flag is, but that's the thing on top of our mics that say what station we're on. Okay, now name four things that you can feel. Really feel them.
Paper, countertop, chair arm, and a pen.
Three things that you can hear.
A hiss. Or like a ringing, almost. Your voice. I guess the radio, I had to turn it up. It's quiet in here. It's a soundproof studio.
All right. Two things that you can smell right now.
I could smell myself, and I smell fantastic. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And I can smell my iced coffee.
Also, do you give yourself the smell test every day just to see if you have any COVID symptoms? I feel like that's a new thing I do. I make the coffee. I'm like, can I smell the coffee? Yes, good to go. And I move on with my life.
Smell test to me is throw your arm up in the air and figure out whether or not you stank. But, okay. I mean, I guess it works the same way.
All right. And the one of the 5-4-3-2-1 technique, name one thing that you can taste right now.
Coffee. Because I'll taste this all morning until I get some gum in my mouth.
All right, that's it. That's the 5-4-3-2-1 technique. Five things you can see, four things you can feel, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and one thing you can taste. Do you feel more relaxed and have your mind open going into Thanksgiving tomorrow?
I mean, I suppose I feel a little bit more relaxed, but I'm still really longing for the sensation to be able to climb a building. So I did not achieve.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Jenna and Randy. Jenna, let's start with you. What's going on?
Okay, so I want my husband to drop out of college.
Oh, that doesn't sound nice.
I mean, at least it's right out of the gate. What's
going
on?
I want him to be dumb.
Well.
And not achieve his dreams. And, of course, he's going to fail no matter how hard he applies himself.
And Jenna, I'm sure you have reasoning for this. Go ahead.
I do. Okay, so he went back to school when he was 27. He wanted to get a bachelor's degree originally. And, like, he has a good job. He's a mechanic. So I'm not really quite sure why he wanted to go back to school. But he decided then he wants to go back to school to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so what's the problem?
He's 33 now. He's not really passing his classes. Doesn't want to go when he's tired. It's kind of a waste of money, and I just don't understand. I mean, like, he's failing some classes.
Randy, is this true? Have you lost the fire for school? Are you just kind of mailing it in? Because obviously, when you go to get a job later on down the road, that's not going to reflect well, especially if you want to be an attorney.
It might be the case that sometimes the classes that I miss after I get home from working a full-time job, that probably happens more often than I want it to. But that doesn't mean that I should give up on my dream of being a lawyer. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time.
Are you in law school, or are you in, like, you're in pre-law at this point?
I'm in pre-law at this point, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, you could use this for whatever.
I've only actually passed a couple of classes so far, and yeah, it's been 5 years now, but I don't know, sometimes I feel like she talks to me like 33, I should be getting ready for retirement. My career is really just starting. Like,
yeah, but if you, I understand all of that, but if you've spent 6 years putting yourself into this school and you've only passed a few classes, this sounds like a hobby, not pursuing a dream.
So you're telling him stimulating his mind and bettering his education and knowledge of things, it's a hobby?
Well, it's a waste of time. It's a financial burden, and you're not really going for it. It's one thing if you were committed and trying really hard. It doesn't seem like that's what you're doing, though.
I think that's also a little unfair. Like, I have the same number of hours in the day as everyone else. Sometimes it's difficult. If I could not work and go to school full-time, this would have been done 3 years ago.
Anna Zapp, if Grandma Marty was still alive, she would have come raining down on you so hard for crushing this guy's law dreams.
If he was trying really hard, and I worked full-time when I got my master's degree, I get it. It's hard. But if you're just letting money go down the toilet because you're tired at night, then I can understand where your wife Jenna is coming from. Jenna, how much money have you invested so far in his pursuit of his dream of becoming a lawyer?
Oh, God, a lot.
Right.
It's a really expensive hobby.
Yeah. Well, what
I
we do is ask
her. Jenna likes her car that you guys picked out together and signed a loan for $36,000.
Yeah.
I mean, he wanted it in blue. But she got to make the final decision.
It's all perspective, right?
If your child was 20 years old and flunking out of college and not really trying, would you keep paying that bill?
Well, all I know is daddy's paying half the rent.
Well, 1-800-330-9999. What we do is ask our audience what they think. And if they agree with you, Jenna, Randy, you need to either A, step up and start doing something about this, or B, stop going to school and wasting that money. Or they may see Randy's side too. Randy, listen, this is the rate you're going. You have no problem with spending the money, and Jenna has to accept that. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience says?
Yes.
Sure, yes.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Jenna wants her husband Randy to quit college. Here's her reasoning behind it. He's been doing for 6 years now. He's a mechanic full-time. He started when he was 27, 33 years old, only passed a couple classes. He comes home from work. He's tired. He doesn't go. He fails all the time. She says this is a waste of money. Mm. This is a hobby for you. This isn't a dream. You're never going to become a lawyer at this rate. Why don't we save the money and find something else that you want to do?
I'll tell you something. It's a very, very dangerous game that you're playing with. You can have the practical conversation, but telling somebody else to hang up something that they've dreamt of throughout their life, this is dangerous, dangerous ground for a relationship.
But if they're not committed to it and they're just wasting money.
I mean, but in his mind, he may be committed even though it's not in action. It's very dangerous.
It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999.
I am on Jenna's side. This is a very expensive hobby. I'm concerned about how he's wasting the family's money. He should go part-time with a contract that he has to have.
Yeah, I think there could be some kind of compromise here where if he doesn't finish so much by a certain time, then that's when the cutoff comes financially. I don't think that's a bad idea either.
A contract between you and your spouse seems a little bit strange, you know, besides your marriage license.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. I think that she is not telling her husband that she doesn't want him to pursue his dream. He's just not applying himself. And if he's been in school for 6 years and has only passed a couple of classes, I think that it's wasting their money.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. He can't do it. He needs to hang it up.
he can't do it.
Well,
he can't. Like, it's just going
to
be.
There has to come a point, and I agree with you, that there has to come a point where you're like, you know what? This isn't for you, and we're wasting money. It's called being a grown-up.
Mm-hmm. In Anna's life, it's called doing morning radio.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I think I'm going to be on the husband's side on this one. It's never too late to change career paths. I'm 39, and I went into basic school last year. I think he needs to apply himself and, get it done.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jenna, our audience agreed with you. Randy, it's one thing if you were really committed and it was just taking you a long time because you needed the extra time, but failing classes, admitting to not being 100% always there because you're tired after work, maybe your dream needs to be put on hold for a little bit until you're more financially able to pursue it and more mentally ready to pursue it.
Thank you.
That hurts to hear.
That's what I've been trying to say.
I guess I can figure out something now.
Randy, you know, you really have my support for furthering your education and knowledge of things, but there is a point. You are an adult here, and the fact is that if you actually have any true interest in practicing law down the road, then you need to apply yourself to this and get serious about it, because every one of these things will be part of your record and your background as to becoming a lawyer. So, it's kind of, do it or don't do it. There is no, let me see how it goes.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair point. And I guess I'll take your audience, their advice under advisement.
Well, we wish you guys luck, of course. And if anybody else has an issue, you can always email us, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Lisa, we have $800 on the line. It's a good way to kick off your Thanksgiving weekend. Please ask Raven to leave the room.
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Lisa.
All right, Lisa, as Raven is walking on out of here, once he gets in the hallway, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have about 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll invite him back into the studio and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's pretty easy. The only thing is that it can't be a tie. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yep.
Number 1. Chris Hemsworth is set to play WWE legend Hulk Hogan in an upcoming biopic about the wrestler. What was Hulk Hogan's signature finishing move?
Oh, no.
Number 2. It's okay. Number 2. Jeopardy will use a series of guest hosts before deciding on a permanent successor for Alex Trebek. The greatest of all-time Jeopardy winner from earlier this year will be the first guest host. Who is that?
Ken Jennings.
Number 3. Trevor Noah was just named the host of the 2021 Grammys. What network hosts The Daily Show with Trevor Noah?
Comedy Central.
Number 4. Fans were surprised to learn that Gwen Stefani will not be returning to host The Voice, but a Jonas brother will return once again. Which brother is that?
Nick.
And number 5, Netflix's The Queen's Gambit has created a renewed interest in chess. How many pawns does each player start with at the beginning of a chess game?
Six.
Okay. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Come on in! Yo.
Okay, so
how'd
Lisa got 3. She got 3 out of 5. Not bad.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
All right, number 1, Chris Hemsworth is set to play WWE legend Hulk Hogan in an upcoming biopic about the wrestler. What was Hulk Hogan's signature finishing move?
I'm going to go with leg kick. It's got to be leg kick or body slam, right?
It's leg drop.
Come on. That's kind of like you're flying and you're kicking. That's called a leg drop. You drop it on their face.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lisa. I'm going to give him that one. He had leg in there. It's close enough. If you had said that, I would have given it to you.
If you had said anything about legs.
Anything that involved a leg, I would have accepted. So I got to do the same for him. I'm sorry, Lisa.
Can't wait for the movie.
Number 2, Jeopardy will use a series of guest hosts before deciding on a permanent successor for Alex Trebek. The greatest of all-time Jeopardy winner from earlier this year will be the first guest host. Who is that?
The champ, Ken Jennings.
That's right. Trevor Noah was named the host of the 2021 Grammys. What network hosts The Daily Show with Trevor Noah?
Comedy Central?
Yep. Number 4, fans were surprised to learn that Gwen Stefani will not be returning to host The Voice, but a Jonas brother will return once again. Which brother is that?
Nick is coming back.
Yeah. And number 5, Netflix's The Queen's Gambit has created a renewed interest in the game of chess. How many pawns does each player start with at the beginning of a chess game?
Do you want to know just pawns or do you want to know pieces?
I want to know pawns.
I believe there are four pawns. There's four pawns each side.
No, it's eight.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Lisa. That still means he beat you 4-3 this morning. That does get you your own Anna and Raven t-shirt, though.
It's Lisa, and I can't beat Raven.
Thanks for trying, Lisa. Good try. All right, we're going to throw another $100 in the pot, and that means when we get back from the Thanksgiving weekend on Monday, you'll be playing for $900. And because we're going into such a long weekend, this is where things get tricky. There's not going to be a cheat sheet today, so you just got to be ready to play Monday morning at 8:10 a.m.
Oh, better luck next time.
I know you like that, Raven.
Oh, yeah.